At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Lots of talk and speculation about the family themselves, the kids that are at home with his soon-to-be ex-wife. Lots of folks, their attorney, saying they're just trying to survive following their father's bombshell arrest, the allegations that have been made, some by John Ray, the attorney for some of the victims of Gilgo Beach, saying that, you know, there should be a closer look at this family, not just immediately, you know, wiping them away. And I'm paraphrasing right there. The response from their attorney is these allegations shouldn't even be dignified with a response. What's your take on that? John Ray is an interesting character. He's been very vocal about all of this well before Huerman was even in the picture. He has been an attorney. He's been out there trying to fight and trying to find justice for these victims. It's not like he just jumped on at the very beginning here when Huerman was arrested as an ambulance chaser or anything like that. Is there some validity to his argument of maybe we should take a little bit closer look over here? Not saying they're guilty of anything, but it does feel like we're lacking in an obvious area of exploration.
If they're not talking to him, shame on them. You know, as investigators, you investigate everything. You know, these people live with him for a long time. If they create a good relationship and a dialogue with the family, which it does not look like they've done with how they've gone in, searched the house, destroyed the house. Again, context is everything. From the context of the soon-to-be ex-wife and the kids, they were treated really poorly by law enforcement. So they did not create an environment, law enforcement did, where they're going to have a good, healthy dialogue with these people that might give other tips, leads, again, not as them as accomplices, but them as witness and bearing witness to his life. You know, the stats are pretty, I'm a big believer in, because I'm asked all these different questions on all these different cases, and I always have opinions that are generally wrong. I generally go to stats. I look at the research and I look at the probabilities, and you know, the probabilities of them being witting of anything, slim to none. But they are human beings observing other human being behaviors. And so I think if you have a good, healthy relationship with an investigator that can have good, open dialogue and conversations, BTK and his daughter talking to law enforcement now, which I'm sure we'll get to in a second, yeah, that can provide insights and avenues for exploration for law enforcement that they didn't otherwise say, you know, because they might be aware of trips he took during time periods that might coincide with other murders, with other missing people and things like that, that they're completely unaware of, that only that family knows. And so to ignore them as a resource, as well as take care of them in the aftermath of the destruction of this family, it's ludicrous to me. It's almost incompetent.
It doesn't make a lot of sense because they came into this when Huerman was arrested, immediately saying the family was cleared, Asa was cleared, they had nothing to do with this. But then we're relying on their statements as well. We're relying on the attorney for Asa and her children for being accurate too, but they're saying that law enforcement has not sat down and talked with them. I don't really see a reason why they wouldn't, why they would be lying about that. But at the same time, if they were treated so poorly, their house was ripped up and destroyed, their cats were sent to the kill shelter. Yeah, I could see not really wanting to sit down and have a conversation with anybody for fear that, well, what if I say something, they're going to come back in and rip my house apart even more, almost making an enemy out of your possible allies and resources in this. Was it handled incorrectly? Did law enforcement really not see the long game on this with this family of allowing them to help rather than just be more victims standing by here?
Yeah, I hate doing armchair quarterback stuff. Sure. Because we're not there in, yep, person. But I don't know why I don't know. I don't like my phraseology there. What I would be doing is I would create a new point person that was 100% dedicated towards creating a relationship with that family. To work on their problems, their pain points, and be a solution for them starting to move forward in every aspect of their life. And that person then becomes the point person for whatever questions that we want to explore to try to bring other cases to closure, families have justice and all that. And it's only going to happen if you don't ignore one of the greatest resources you have, and that's the people that lived in the same house with him for their entire lives. So to me, it's an injustice, and it's if it's not happening, it's completely back-ass words wrong to me.
Is there a reason why it wouldn't be happening?
Leadership.
Okay. Yeah.
In everything we've seen recently, I've covered a lot of the escapes that have happened in Pennsylvania from prisons and any kind of injustice that police are inflicting on others. Every single case, I always start with, well, let's look at the top first. And if there's an issue of leadership at the top, that filters down. And in this case, I think the thing that tainted this years ago was that chief that has now been arrested. And that it starts there, and who knows how long it takes to flush that kind of leadership out. But I think you have a situation where if things are being missed and things aren't as obvious, or, you know, boy, here's another challenging thing that people in law enforcement, especially if you work these kind of crimes, you get a really negative confirmation bias towards human beings. It's a natural state that happens because all you see is the worst of society.
Sure.
Your first inclination a lot of times is not, hey, let's partner with these people that we're trying to lock up. Not saying that they're trying to lock up the family, but this is the kind of things that they're surrounded by. So it might not have been their first inclination to do that. And so they might have ignored that possibility early on, alienated the family by their behavior that they had towards them. And now they're faced with a situation. How do we repair it? I think it does start from the top, because if you don't have a solid plan in place for how you're going to treat the family when you first make contact and conduct that arrest and then subsequent search of the home, you're going to start on the wrong foot and fail. Part of every, I didn't do a huge amount of searches in my career, just because in the world of counterintelligence, you're mostly just recruiting spies, not searching their homes. But the ones I was involved in on the criminal side is the details that we went into for the planning purposes of how you not just take control of the space and search methodically through that home in every single room with one single point of success or failure as an individual, as a team leader. And also part of that was, how are we going to communicate with the family? Who's going to be the main liaison to the family? How are we going to handle this? How are we going to do this? I mean, the plans were excruciating. Then it gets passed up for levels of approval, including through legal counsel, making sure we're doing things properly. And not just properly, but having assistance programs put in place for victim assistance programs, mm-hmm. as in the families. And it looks like, again, the armchair quarterback here is there was an aspect of this that was missing when handling this family.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.